I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Elizabeth and Radar in the Morning on The Mix.
Yeah!
Go, Pack, go.
All morning long because the Bears lost. We can move on, Radar, but we're talking also about the big fight that happened on Friday night Netflix. Was your Netflix buffering during the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight?
You know what's buffering for me right now? This day, because I constantly have to say, go, Pack, go. This is buffering for me. It's just sitting there spinning. The same thing!
And that was our question we put out to you all this morning. What's buffering in your life? It's just, it's at 25%, 50%. It can't go fast enough. It's not working. What is it for you? We've got a 414 message here that said, school is buffering. The day goes so slow. A 262 number texted in. My new job starting December 5th is taking forever to get here.
Oh, I like the 608. Waiting for Radar just to become a cheesehead already. What do you thought? I live here. I don't have to become a Packer fan. Get out of here.
You can call, you can text 414-432-1099. My husband texted on my personal phone here and said, my deer hunting is buffering.
Oh, not seen anything, huh?
He hasn't gotten a deer yet.
Oh,
hang in there, buddy. All right, we've got a phone call here. Anna, what's buffering in your life?
Oh, I was going to text you guys, but I want him to hear this. It's my love life.
Oh, Anna, what's going on with your love life?
Call him out on The Mix. Go for it.
My 8-year anniversary is coming up this week, and I am still not engaged.
Anna,
dude, come on.
We want to help you out. What do you think is the holdup?
Are you dating Netflix?
You know, I might be at this point.
Anna, wait,
yeah, what's up?
Have you guys gone ring shopping? Have you talked about it? Do you think it's coming?
I've hinted about it. My best friend has hinted to him about it. And he always just says, I'm just waiting for the right moment. And after 8 years, when is the right moment going to be?
Well, how old are you both? Not that it necessarily matters. I just want to get an idea here.
I'm about to be 26. We've been dating since high school.
Since high school. Okay. So maybe he's still waiting for that perfect opportunity. Are you both set in your careers?
Relatively. But, I mean, both of our parents were already married by now.
Okay.
We don't have to get married right away. I just want the engagement.
You want to at least know that the engagement's there and the wedding's coming.
Do you feel like he's not that into you? I just have to ask. It's the obvious question.
Oh, no. We have like a little surprise vacation coming up this week, like for our anniversary. So part of me's thinking maybe this week.
Maybe this is it.
That could be. Don't get your hopes up, though, because when you do that, sometimes you don't want the letdown. So just kind of go with the flow. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is what he's been planning.
Well, are you giving yourself a timeline for a specific reason?
Yeah, we're moving overseas in like 2 years. And my big line is we need to be at least married before we make that big move.
Okay, so you got a 2-year thing going right there. You want to get married within 2 years so that the whole family is there to celebrate.
Wait, what's going on with you guys moving overseas? Can you tell us about that?
He has a job lined up with a company in Tokyo.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Okay, well, what you're asking isn't too crazy. If you're going to commit and go overseas. Now, if it doesn't happen by then, are you done? Are you out?
I don't know, because I kind of want to go to Japan, but like...
Yeah, girl.
I think that'd be
That's
wild.
What I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Well, if you're saying that it's not that he's disinterested, and it sounds like he's got this job opportunity, and you guys are in your early 20s, maybe he's just trying to get some things in line financially. You have this anniversary trip coming up. Will you call us with an update of what happens with you guys on the trip?
Oh, yeah.
Whenever it happens. Whether it happens on the trip or whatever.
We leave Wednesday, so I will let you guys know.
Oh my gosh. It's coming up. Anna, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but get those nails done, girl.
I really need to.
You really do need to. Well, and we hope that this buffering for you stops and that you can get the ring, because that's what you're hoping for. He's well aware of it. Maybe just have a little bit of patience and hopefully it happens on this trip.
Give him a little reboot. You're fine. Not a boot and you know what. Just a little reboot. You're going to be good on this vacation.
All right. I appreciate your guys' support.
Fingers crossed. We are manifesting this for you.
Yes. And we appreciate you listening to the show. And if he doesn't do it, you call us back and we're going to get you on relationship intervention because we want other people to chime in with some advice of how you should handle this. Okay.
Oh, sounds good. Oh, I love that segment.
Oh, Anna. Well,
awesome.
We love
Thanks,
you.
Anna.
Thanks for calling in.
Of course. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Talking about the buffering issues that happened on Netflix. So we threw the question out there for all of you. What's buffering in your life? Anna called in a couple minutes ago. She says her love life is buffering. If you missed the call, here's what she said.
My 8-year anniversary is coming up this week, and I am still not engaged. I've hinted about it. My best friend has hinted to him about it. And he always just says, I'm just waiting for the right moment. I'm about to be 26. We've been dating since high school. We have like a little surprise vacation coming up this week, like for our anniversary. We're moving overseas in like 2 years. And my big line is we need to be at least married before we make that big move.
Wants to get married with family here because they're moving overseas. Well, they're moving to Tokyo.
But also just for simplicity, to make things a little bit easier.
I feel
and
it.
We're asking you for some advice for Anna. How should she handle this? I'm sitting there saying, look, the trip's coming up this week. Hopefully that's where the engagement will happen. He said he's waiting for the right time. Maybe he's trying to do this big romantic reveal. And
maybe
she's going to give us an update when she comes back from the trip of what the heck happened. But anybody listening want to offer some advice? Because Anna is listening to The Mix this morning.
Yeah, help her out.
414-432-1099. Call or text in.
Should she keep nagging him and say, come on, we got to get this done before we move?
Well,
or just kind of lay hands off and go, all right, you don't want to do it right now. We want to make sure we're both on the same page. What do you want to tell her? Let her know.
Is it time for an ultimatum? Hi, The Mix. You're live on the air. What advice do you have for Anna?
My advice is that if he doesn't propose on the vacation, she should propose to him. And if he says no, then she should just move on.
What?
She should propose to him.
Why not? Why not?
Whoa, yeah.
In this day and age, why not?
Absolutely. If she wants it, like, you know what? Baby, let's go. Let's do this. You're not going to do it? Let's go.
What is your name?
Yeah. Tanya.
Dan, thank you so much for calling in and helping out Anna. We're going to hear from Anna whenever she gets back from this vacation, so it could be next week. But that's some great advice right there.
Thank you so much.
People helping people on The Mix.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Hey, Roger, what advice do you have for Anna, who wants her man to propose and says her love life is buffering? It's been 8 years.
Yeah, she needs to have him do it before they go to Japan, because trust me, I got married to my wife prior to going to Japan. You need to be able to function as a couple, and you got to be able to navigate a language you can't read or speak.
Wow, yeah, and it just makes things a little bit easier when they're over there as a married couple. You're speaking from experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. We had a really good time there. I mean, considering, you know, like the two big things, not being able to read or speak it. So, yeah, we had a really great time, though. I mean, we had Japanese families that adopted us and
built
events with their kids. And
aww.
But you had a wedding and a celebration with family here before you left. And you're saying that's the better thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, and the cool thing is we couldn't really afford the honeymoon at first. So we kind of made the trip getting to Japan part of the honeymoon.
Awesome.
And then saved up to do the real one in Hawaii.
There you go.
Oh, that's really perfect.
There you go. Well, and Anna is listening to this, and hopefully she sends this audio, maybe nudge, nudge, to her boyfriend and be like, hey, no big deal. Guess what was being talked about on the radio?
Called you out.
Well, we hope to hear back from her after this trip. We're waiting patiently like she is.
Roger, maybe if Anna's boyfriend hears what you said from another guy, dude to dude, this may put him over the edge and finally say, all right, fine, yeah, let's do this. Let's do this thing.
And not that you want him to do it because it's like he feels like he has to.
No.
Your hope is that he wants to.
They're together, yeah.
But I see her timelines, I think, are valid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we kind of told the same thing to my niece. Her and her husband ended up getting married prior to going to England. They lived in London for, I think, about 2 years. So, yeah, that was the same thing. You need to get married before you go.
Roger with the great advice here.
The life experience coming
from
Roger.
Look at you, yeah.
Thanks, buddy, for helping out a Mix listener. Have a great morning, Roger.
You too. Bye.
Also, very interesting. Radar, you did not do the Go Pack Go. Every time we get on the air, that is a bet, man. You're a Bears fan. You lost. You got to do it.
But Roger is more important. All right. Go Pack Go.
All right.
Are you better now? Is
That's
it better
amazing.
Now?
I love that you all are helping out a mixed listener. We do it during Relationship Intervention, which we have another one coming up at 8:20. Mixed mom asking for some help with a teenage daughter. Thanks for helping out, Anna. Here's I Had Some Help on the Mix.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.